Well, I have a joy also of introducing right now a man who keeps a very close eye on the Vatican and on the Pope and on Catholicism and what's happening there. His name is Mike Gendron. And Mike, I want to talk about the Pope seems to be making some noise again every time he does. I try to get a hold of you. By the way, Mike's ministry is Proclaiming the Gospel. And go there, proclaimingthegospel.org. Is that correct, Mike?
That's correct, proclaimingthegospel.org.
Some materials there will help you in your effort to try to win people that are the Catholic persuasion to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Well, let me just start with this. The Pope is saying that indeed, and there was a conference someplace, I believe it was out in California, where everybody's baptisms can be equal. In other words, if you were baptized in the Catholic Church, that's equivalent to being baptized in a Protestant church. I mean, this is another part of that unification, is it not?
Yes, it is. And the conference was actually in Austin, Texas, and it was a meeting of representatives from the Presbyterian Church, the Christian Reformed Church in North America, the Reformed Church in America, and the United Church of Christ. They all met and they signed a monumental decision for ecumenical relations stating that they're now going to honor one another's water baptisms. Anyone that knows the scripture knows that water baptism is only for believers. We see in Acts chapter 10, verse 47, people had already received the Holy Spirit, and then the question was asked, should anyone keep them from being water baptized? So water baptism is a profession of faith for those who have been born again and a desire to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. But Roman Catholicism says water baptism is the sacrament of regeneration and justification. In other words, the water in baptism is said to be efficacious in bringing life to a soul that is dead in sin and then making that person right before God. So their view of baptism is diametrically opposed to the biblical view, and it really breaks my heart to see Protestant denominations calling for unity on baptism with Roman Catholics.
Well, that doctrine, I guess if you can call it that, of the Catholic Church goes back to about 300 A.D. and Constantine, does it not?
Well, that's correct. In fact, 400 A.D. is when the sacrament of baptism was said to be efficacious in regeneration. And Jimmy, you know that that's the sovereign work of the Holy Spirit. We see that in John chapter 3. No one can control the wind. John describes the Holy Spirit as the wind. No one knows where it comes or where it goes, and it's the sovereign work of the Spirit that brings people that are dead in sin to life in Christ, and at that moment, God grants them repentance and gives them the gift of faith, and they are new believers in Christ and following the Lord Jesus Christ, trusting Him for their salvation.
Mike, I heard some news reports that the Pope is doing a survey now of church membership across the entire Catholic world, about 1.5 billion people out there, and he's asking them what they think about same-sex marriage and abortion and these other things. Should not the church, if you're a real church and a real biblical church, be telling the congregants the doctrine instead of asking what they think the doctrine is?
Well, Jimmy, I think he's probably following in the footsteps of Bill Hybels and Rick Warren. You know, they went out and established a church based on people wanted rather than what the Bible says. So it looks like the Pope is now taking the popular opinion of the people, and he's going to build his doctrine and dogma based on what the people want instead of what God's Word says. So it's really interesting that he's doing basically the same thing that started the seeker-friendly church movement.
Yeah, it is. And in fact, that's what he's done as it relates to salvation by grace through faith as well. I understand, and you told me just before we had opportunity to get on the air live, that and now he's praying for the dead. What the purpose behind that?
Well, of course, this has also been a Catholic tradition for hundreds of years, people praying for the dead to get them out of a place that doesn't exist called purgatory. So it was Pope Francis who visited a cemetery in Rome last week. In fact, it was an observance of the Roman Catholic holiday of All Saints Day. And his purpose was to pray for the dead and to bless the graves of the departed. And while he was there, he celebrated the blasphemous offering of a Eucharistic Christ during Mass and asked the dead saints to pray for those who remain alive. I mean, this is just mind-boggling that people just ignore the Bible. prayers for the dead are useless and unbiblical because it is appointed for man to die once, and after that comes judgment. We find that in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27. So in other words, when people die, they are immediately transferred either to heaven or hell, and the determining factor is their relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ at the moment of their death. Was he their merciful Savior who forgave their sins, or a righteous judge who condemned them to the eternal lake of fire? There's no in-between. It's either heaven or hell, and once a person takes his last breath, Jimmy, his eternal destiny is determined.
That is absolute, according to God's absolute word. Well, if you've been listening to this conversation between Mike Gendron and myself, you understand why we have him available and call upon him often to keep a focus on what's going on at the Vatican with the Pope and, of course, with Catholicism. By the way, we need to be winning Catholics to Jesus Christ. You can get some help and some information by going to proclaimingthegospel.org, and Mike has some materials that will help you. Mike, thank you so much, my good friend. We appreciate it.
Always good to be with you, Jimmy. Take care now.